pound the table too hard on particular points, such as their nuclear deterrent, or that they must rush right into the common market and that sort of thing, because the later information we've had is that they couldn't get into the common market even if they did everything that the Rome treaties called for. And I just feel your way a bit. I'd withhold commitments and let him talk. I think he's the one who wanted to visit and get his views on his own situation on Southeast Asia, Rhodesia, and we can pick up two or three matters of detail when you bring him into the cabinet room when you get through the private talk. George came back a little discouraged about him and about his government, and felt they were all at odds, and that Wilson isn't facing up to his problems. George went over there in a rather different mood, and but he came back quite discouraged about the atmosphere in London. So I think you ought to feel your way with him, and then if there are points that he raises in his first talk with you this morning, then very demanding and very precise, then we can have a chat about it over the luncheon break, and you can resume, you can make your own comments on those after you've had a chance to talk it over a little bit with us in the afternoon meeting.
I thought that there were three things that, perhaps four things that I could count on developing. One would be Vietnam and his Russian visit. And that would be a listening thing, and nothing that I'd expect to come out of it except to just to have a report. And
right.
If he wanted me to give him my views on the thing, I'd do it. Otherwise, I'd just thank him and be interested and courteous. I would think that the next thing would be the Rhodesia thing, and he might want to get into that some.
Right.
If he did, we would do the same thing. We'd listen and support him as we have done. I think on East of Suez, we would tell him how important we think it is, and any adjustments he makes, try to have his people work, talk to McNamara on those.
Right.
I'd be very strong on my own feeling. On the German thing, the same thing, let him work that out with the Germans, but to tell him that we don't want to, he and Mansfield and a few of them get together and bring another Berlin crisis on. They better stop looking listen before they do. But if he can make legitimate savings and improve his efficiency and so forth, well, that's a matter for the experts to dwell on.
Right.
So that's Germany, East Suez, Rhodesia, and Vietnam.
Right.
On his own program, he knows that better than we do. From what I can see, it looks like to me that he's biting some bullets and got some tough days ahead, and so have we.
Right.
But any financial involvement or any further commitments is a matter we would want to do on a multilateral basis, and we'd want to talk to our financial people about.
Right.
In other words, just send him down your chute, a financial chute, or defense chute, depending on the subject.
Right.
And be warm and try to be as helpful as...
I think that's just right.
Now, do you hear any more on our personnel thing?
I have. The message is gone to Foy, but I haven't heard any more on that.
All right. Thank you.
All right.